This recording, Oklahoma 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd name for a goose. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth, laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Canton is a flea market that's been around, I think, about 100 years. It's called First Monday because it's the weekend before the first Monday of every month. I think it's 250 acres of just treasures, antiques, crafts, junk. There are lots of craftsmen there. There's the guys that carve the statues out of the tree trunks. There's people who make furniture. I buy my Christmas wrapping and ribbon there every year because they have unusual Christmas wrapping. There's everything you can think of, and it's just a fun weekend. It's a town that's full of bed and breakfast. It's so well known that I think there's about 5 motels and hotels in the area. It's mostly known for its bed and breakfast. And you have to book your reservations a year in advance at the hotels. We usually stay at a place called the Shoestring Farm. And had we have seen it in the daylight the first time we went, we probably would not have stayed there because it is a working farm. It's not landscaped, but Patty is the lady who runs it, and it's beautiful inside. She's got antiques and feather beds, and she's just delightful. She's from New York, she does weddings in the bunkhouse, as she calls it. Her husband has lived on that farm since he was 4, and he's in his, I think, late 60s. And he had to move. They moved to that place when the lake was put in, she said. And I don't know what lake it is, but it's funny when we go there because he runs hunting trips. They hunt for wild pig. And he has hound dogs. And sometimes they are up all night barking because they're so excited about going hunting the next day. And a couple of times, not often, we've been there to spend the night. And not only people going to Canton are there, but there will be men there for a hunting weekend or a fishing weekend.